Duval County's crime rate dropped by more than 1% between 2016 and last year, according to state numbers released this week. But the decrease was much smaller than Florida's overall. At the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Tuesday, Governor Rick Scott praised police and lamented the officers recently lost in the line of duty. He also celebrated Florida's crime rate drop of 6% between 2016 and 2017. But Scott says he's worried the downward trend could be reversed because of a lack of funding for jail substance abuse, mental health, and inmate reentry programs.
The reason why I asked for the money is because you go through and look at those programs, they worked. You know, we've made significant impacts, our investments in reentry programs in the state, and it's worked. If you look at the recidivism rate, the number of people in our prison system, it's gone down.
The legislature this year gave the Department of Corrections $28 million less than what it needs to cover immediate health care costs, forcing it to cut funding for programs that help inmates reintegrate into society. Although many counties saw a violent crime rate drop, Jacksonville's Duval saw an uptick. And Florida's capital county, Leon, still tops the state 67 for the highest crime rate, even though it saw a 15% drop year over year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.